From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. A federal judge on Friday sent President Donald Trump's former campaign chairman, Paul Manafort, to prison for tampering with witnesses. Warren Levinson of the AP reports Manafort attempted to influence the testimony of two government witnesses while he was out on bail.
A federal judge in Washington revoked Paul Manafort's bail and ordered him jailed pending trial. The former Trump campaign chairman is accused of money laundering and making false statements. He'd been free on $10 million bond, but prosecutors working for special counsel Robert Mueller charged Manafort attempted to influence the testimony of two government witnesses. A superseding indictment alleges Manafort and an associate tried to persuade the witnesses to say he'd never lobbied in the U.S. on behalf of the ousted Ukrainian President Viktor Yanukovych. Manafort's trial is scheduled for September. I'm Warren Levinson.
Meanwhile, President Donald Trump is going ahead with 25% tariffs on $50 billion worth of Chinese technology imports. Trump on Friday followed through on a pledge to crack down on what he considers to be unfair trade practices by China, imposing tariffs on goods that contain industrially significant technologies. Joe Foudy is an economist at New York University.
You know, the real risk is that this turns into tit for tat and it grows, or that it more broadly signals tension that leads to less investment, you know, weaker business ties.
A spokesperson from China's Ministry of Commerce said, "We will immediately take tariff measures of the same scale and intensity. All economic and trade outcomes of previous talks will now lose effect." President Trump dismissed those comments, saying the U.S. had lost a trade war with China years ago. He said he had spoken with China, and they are very happy, perhaps not as happy as they used to be. This is VOA News.